Let's just slow down now for a few moments and connect. Connect back to self, connect to the wonderful energy that runs through the earth and floods our bodies, even when we forget. Take a deep breath out. Push all the air out from your lungs through an open mouth, and then take a glorious, slow, deep breath in for the count of four through your nose. Hold for two. Now sigh it out with an expansive exhale. Okay, as we go for a little walk, keep breathing long and deep. I invite you to see in your mind's eye a narrow trail that wends off through a coastal woods. The trees are a vibrant green and the undergrowth is lush and deep, and the canopy from either side gently bows to the center, creating a dark, deep space. The rain is mizzling down, and as you set your foot on the trail, your shoulders are hunched up under your rain slicker, and your feet are tucked into bright red welly boots. You stride along the path, gently cursing in your mind the weather, the rain, the time you are expending to take your dogs for a walk, and running through the list of have-tos, must-dos, and shoulds. You've been pushing for quite a while, and there is a tiredness and a weariness in your being. You step into a deep puddle and look down with distaste as the water splashes up to either side of your foot. Your dogs are cavorting and playing. One dashes into the undergrowth and hides briefly, and then bolts out across the path to be deliciously chased by the other. As you stand with a foot in the puddle watching them, you realize they are experiencing pure joy and pure present moment awareness. They aren't worried about tomorrow. They don't regret yesterday, and they just want to play. You feel your shoulders drop a little, and as you carry on walking, your pace starts to slow, and instead of being in your head, you are starting to look up and around and notice the different shades of green that you are being presented with, and like a healing balm, you feel the energy enfold you. Green therapy. Your pace slows a bit more, and as you push aside damp undergrowth so you can follow the trail, you see a huge puddle across your path. You pause for a moment and then jump into it with your red wellies flashing. The sound of the sploosh is very satisfactory, and you look down at your feet that are immersed in the water, and your shoulders relax and drop further. As you walk along, every puddle you encounter, you jump into with abandon, both feet landing at the same time with a glorious sploosh sound, and your mouth starts to twitch. What if people could see you now? What would they think? You chortle inside yourself, and a thought of, "Who cares?" floats across your mind. The chattering of squirrels fills the air, and as you stand, mid-calf deep in a puddle, two squirrels dash across the path, chasing each other up a tree trunk, down a branch, and then an amazing leap over your head, and back down the tree trunk to land on the path behind you. They give you one last chatter as your dogs launch into full chase, and the squirrels quickly and easily scramble up a trunk to sit on a branch and laugh at the dogs who are bouncing below. Your heart starts to expand as the green therapy and the pure unadulterated play filters through your body. You keep following the path, and as you round the last bend, the vista unfolds in front of you. Ocean, open, expansive ocean. And you can hear the waves as they crash down on the rocky shore and make the stones sing as they retreat back to come again. The smell of salt water fills your senses and cleanses your mind. And as the rain has stopped, you plonk yourself down on a rocky outcrop and watch the waves undulate in and out. It's really quite hypnotic. Your breath is long and deep, and your beasts have curled up at the base of the rock you are sitting on. As you close your eyes and relax, you can feel a pulse coming up through your feet and your tailbone. This is the pulse and energy of the earth. This is the power that moves planets, tides, and nourishes. You can feel it seep through your red wellies, up your legs, swirling around your pelvic girdle, and cavorting in a joyful, deep, meaningful fashion through your torso, up over your shoulders, swirling down your arms, out your fingers, where they rest on the rock, and back up through your throat, your head, and cascading out of your crown, down your back, and melding into the rock below. Ah, the sense of connection and heart-opening joy pulses through you. You, at this minute, moment in time, are part of everything. The rock beneath you, the trees, the water, the sky. As you breathe that in, you open your eyes and two tiny heads pop up in the water in front of you. Gorgeous, chubby sea otters, and they play and swirl and whirl and are shortly joined by a few more. And as you watch them, you realize that their message is one of joy, playfulness, connection, and how vital it is to play and relax into your creativity, your beingness, your playfulness. You laugh as you watch one otter dunk another, and the sun starts to break through the clouds and shine. Your red wellies glisten in the sunlight, and you kick your feet like a little girl and feel that expansion, that invitation to play course through you. Take another glorious deep breath in, and when you're ready, come back to your body. Open your eyes and smile.